الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان فسواه فعدله في أي صورة ما شاء ركبه وأنعم عليه بنعم سابغات ولو شاء منعه وشق له سمعه وبصره وجعل له لسانا وأنطقه وخلق له عقلا وكلفه وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد صفوة خلقه وعلى آله المطهرين وطيب صحبه. إخوة الإيمان، إن نعم الله تعالى علينا كثيرة لا نحصيها، وهو تعالى مالكنا ومالك هذه النعم، فأوجب علينا شكره على هذه النعم. وجب علينا أن نشكر الله تعالى على نعمه تلك بأن لا نستعملها فيما لم يأذن به تعالى، يعني أن لا نستعمل هذه النعم بالحرام. فمالك أخي المسلم نعمة من الله تعالى، فلا تنفق هذا المال في غير ما أذن الله فيه. وبدنك نعمة فلا تستعمله في معصية الله، ويدك نعمة فلا تستعملها فيما لا يرضي الله، ورجلك نعمة فلا تمشي بها إلى ما يسخط الله تعالى. فلا تستعمل نعم الله تعالى فيما لا يرضى، سواء كان هذه النعم كانت مال أو أعضاء أو بدن. Dear brothers, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala endowed upon us countless endowments that you cannot count. And so He ordered us to use these endowments in the way that He accepts. That means you are obligated to avoid the prohibitions, the haram ways of using these endowments. So the money that Allah Ta'ala provided for you is a ni'mah. Use it in the way that He accepts. Your hand, your foot, your tongue, your eyes, your ears, all of those are endowments, ni'am. So you are obligated to use it in the way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accepts. وَلِسَانُكَ نِعْمَةٌ فَلَا تَسْتَعْمِلْهُ فِي مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ النُّطْقُ بِهِ. فَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أَخِي الْمُسْلِمِ وَلَا تَعْصِ اللَّهَ بما أنعم به عليك وملكك إياه، فإنك إن عصيته فقد عصيت من تجب عليك طاعته وظلمت نفسك، والله لا يحب الظالمين الذين ظلموا أنفسهم بمعصيتهم ربهم سبحانه. So your tongue, dear brother, is also an endowment. Allah provided it for you. Allah Ta'ala created this endowment, so use it in the halal way. So this means the words that you utter must be accepted in the religion. There are things that you might say that are not accepted in the religion, that are prohibited to say. And among thanking Allah for these ni'am, for these endowments, is to use them in the halal and avoid the haram while using them. قال الله تعالى في معددا نعمته على الإنسان: ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين. الله تبارك وتعالى, in praising and mentioning the endowments of the slaves, He reminded us that Allah is the one who created two eyes for you, a tongue and two lips. So these are among the endowments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enjoy it in the halal way. Use it in the honorable and the accepted way. And thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for them. إِلَّا أَنَّ خَطَرَ اللِّسَانِ عَظِيمٌ فَإِنَّ جِرْمَهُ صَغِيرٌ وَجُرْمُهُ كَبِيرٌ. حجمه صغير والجرم الأحيانا الجرم الذي يرتكبه هذا اللسان يكون كبيرا. وقد حذر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم من خطره في الحديث. Although This is a great endowment, the tongue in particular. It is small in size, but it is big in actions. Meaning, the size of it literally is small. But the bad consequences that might come out of it are too many, which are the haram things that might be uttered by the tongue. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself warned from misusing the tongue. Mu'adh ibn Jabal came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, qala lahu wa inna la mu'akhaduna bima natakallamu bihi. Are we accounted? Are we judged? Mu'adh ibn Jabal asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are we judged on the things that we say? Then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, ثَكِلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَا مُعَاذُ وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسُ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ أَوْ عَلَى مَنَاخِرِهِمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدَ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. الله أكبر. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, in assurance, he said to him, of course, isn't it the most common reasons for people to be thrown on their faces in hellfire? Is because of the consequence of their tongue. Because of the misuse of their tongue. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. وَمِنْ حَصَائِدِ الْأَلْسِنَ الَّتِي تَكُبُّ النَّاسَ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ فِي النَّارِ كَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ الْغِيبَةِ وَالنَّمِيمَةِ وَهُمَا مِنْ أَسْبَابِ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. Among these bad consequences, among these haram things that might be committed with this tongue is, as you know, the ghiba and the namima, the gossip and the tale bearing, they are also among the reasons for the torture in the grave. Many times, many of the situations where people are tortured in the grave is due to their falling in that sin, the sin of the ghiba or the sin of the namima. May Allah Ta'ala protect us and you. And the ghiba is in different types. We spoke about it in previous khutbas. And it includes talking about your fellow Muslim, saying something about him in his absence, something that is true about him, but he doesn't accept. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال, الغيبة ذكرك أخاك بما يكره. ذكرك أخاك بما يكره. To talk about him something that he hates, that is, when he's absent, and you, even if it's true. So for example, if someone is bad-mannered, Muslim, he's badly mannered, it's haram for you to say to others, oh, this person is badly mannered, he has bad manners. Or to say, I went to his house is messy, filthy, dirty. This is also ghiba. To say he is short, and he doesn't accept that to be said about him, this is also ghiba. Anything that, even if it's true about him, that he does not accept, it is haram. Allah Ta'ala warned in Al-Quran about Al-Ghiba in many, more than one ayah, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala likened, شبه الله تعالى الذي يغتاب أخيه بأكل لحمه. تصور أنت تأكل لحم أخيك وهو ميت والعياذ بالله. كم هذا شنيع؟ شنيع. الله شبه مرتكب الغيبة بذاك, أي بالذي يأكل لحم أخيه وهو ميتا. الله تعالى in Al-Quran, look at the resemblance. He likened the person who falls in the ghiba of another Muslim to the Muslim who eats the flesh of his fellow brother when he's dead. Imagine that. How ugly is it for one to eat the flesh of his Muslim brother after he dies? Very, very ugly to imagine. Right? Allah Ta'ala drew a similarity between this horrible act to the act of al-ghiba. Wal-iyadhu billahi ta'ala. So let it be a reminder for us and to others to warn from this ugly act and ugly habit, which is the gossip. Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابٌ رَّحِيمٌ. من منا يحب أن يؤكل لحمه بعد موته أو أن تأكل لحم أخيك بعد موته؟ فكيف نرضى بالغيبة؟ الله تعالى يجيرنا. أما النميمة فهي أن تنقل كلام شخص إلى آخر لتفسد بينهما، هذا من الكبائر. هذا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حذر منه بقوله لا يدخل الجنة قتات. القتات هو الذي يقع في معصية النميمة، ينقل الكلام ليفسد بين اثنين مثلا، هذا يعني لا يدخلها مع الأولين. لماذا لا يدخلها مع الأولين؟ لأنه يتأخر. لماذا يتأخر؟ للعذاب، يتأخر بعذابه بسبب تلك المعاصي التي ارتكبها، أجارنا الله وإياكم. So Allah Ta'ala also warned from namima, which is tail bearing. Tail bearing is merely to tail, fall into the tail bearing, which is to bear a tail or something that happened. You carry it to another person, you stir up trouble between them, between the two Muslims. Oh, this person said that about you. And then you might go to the other and say, oh, this person said that about you. So you report the news to cause trouble, to cause fitna. This is namima. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, the one who falls in namima will not enter al-jannah with the first batch. Meaning he will be delayed. It doesn't mean he's kafir. You have to understand the hadith. It means he will not enter it with the first people. He will be delayed. Why? Because of the torture that he will get for falling in that sin of the namima. أجارنا الله وإياكم. May Allah protect us and you from this. ومن حصائد الألسنة الكذب. وسواء كان هذا الكذب في حال المزح أو في حال الغضب أو في حال الرضا فإنه حرام. ومن حصائد الألسن كذلك القذف، وهو سباب المسلم والعياذ بالله. النبي قال اجتنبوا السبع الموبقات صلى الله عليه وسلم، وذكر منها قذف المحصنات. So also among the sins of the tongue and the consequences of the tongue is to fall in the sin of lying. So now we mentioned ghiba, namima, now lying, which is done by the tongue, and that is still haram whether you are joking or telling the truth, whether you are angry or happy, you cannot lie. And also cussing the Muslim unrightfully. And qadhf could mean either you accuse that Muslim with adultery. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. This is haram. It is mentioned, it's warned of in al-hadith. وَمِنْ هَذِهِ الذُّنُوبِ الَّتِي هِيَ مِنْ جُرْمِ اللِّسَانِ شَتْمِ الْمُسْلِمِ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ. And also among the sins that the tongue commits, and you are seeing this probably on a daily basis between the people that did not learn the knowledge or did not apply it. They will use their tongue carelessly. They will either fall in the ghiba or in the namima or in lying or in cussing Muslims. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, سِبَابُ الْمُسْلِمِ فُسُوقُ, which means cussing the Muslim is haram. You fall in the sins for cussing the Muslim. And in describing the true Muslim, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الْمُسْلِمُ من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. أي المسلم الكامل هو الذي سلم الناس من لسانه ومن يده. أما من لم يكن كذلك فلا يكون مسلما كاملا. يعني واقعا في الإثم. In this hadith, look at this beautiful hadith. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, the Muslim, the perfect Muslim, is the one whom does not harm the Muslims neither by his hand nor by his tongue. That's the true Muslim. You don't assault people. You don't insult people. You don't assault them physically. You don't insult them verbally. This is haram. So these are not among the acts of the Muslims. And that's how the pious Muslims were. When someone cusses them, they would walk away. They would not say anything. And in the case of our Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, كان يعفو عن من ظلمه ويحسن إلى من أساء إليه. He himself عليه الصلاة والسلام used to forgive those who harmed him, and he used to treat well those who mistreated him. That's how he was عليه الصلاة والسلام. So all of these things are among the sins of the tongue. So now you wonder why Allah تبارك وتعالى warned among of misusing the tongue, and why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the people will be thrown into hellfire because of the misuse of their tongue, because of the consequences of their tongue, because of these acts that they commit. ومن آفات اللسان أخي المسلم لعن المسلم ومنها كذلك الاستهزاء به بكلام يدل على تحقيره فهذا فيه إيذاء المسلم بغير حق وإيذاء المسلم بغير حق حرام. Among these sins also, dear brother, is to make لعنة on the Muslim, to say something that يعني to make لعنة means you are asking Allah to keep him away from the خير. This is what لعنة is. اللعنة الحرمان من الخير. The لعنة in Arabic is to be deprived from the goodness, from the خير. So it's haram to make لعنة on the Muslim without a purpose, without a reason. There are other cases where it's permissible. For the fasiq, for example, the wrongdoer, or the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he made لعنة on the ones who put tattoo, for example. So this is permissible. Or the kafir, the blasphemer, making لعنة on them is not haram, it's permissible. On the devil. But we're talking about making لعنة on the Muslim. This is among the sins, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And also mocking the Muslim, making fun of that Muslim, it breaks his heart, and breaking a Muslim's heart is haram. So now your job is, when you are dealing with Muslims, even non-Muslims, to be careful how not to fall in the sin. How to say what you want to say without breaking their heart, without harming them, either verbally or even physically. Subhanallah. And this all comes from the advice. If we applied, it will make things a lot easier for us. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, in his hadith, he said three words: من صمت نجا, من صمت نجا, which means the one who is silent will be safer. Means the more you are silent, يعني the less you talk, the safer it is, the better it is, unless it is dhikr. إلا من ذكر الله, of course, the more dhikr you make, the better. And if you really follow أذكار التحصين, أوراد التحصين والأذكار الصباح والمساء, and you apply it, and you follow, and you practice it as a habit every day, and you say all the dhikr reported from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in the mornings and in the evenings, really, if you think about it, you won't have time to talk about others. You won't have time to fall in the ghiba, or in the namima, or in wasteless, useless things. You will be busy making dhikr, either tahleel or tasbih, or in the awrad and the dhikr reported from the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. Other than the good words, better for you to be silent. Unfortunately, nowadays in our societies, they consider the one who is quiet, something wrong with him. He doesn't know how to talk. He's not social. But in Islam, it's actually advised and recommended for you to be quiet. The more quiet you are, the safer you are. That's what Imam Umar radiallahu anhu said. Because he said, the more you talk, the more likely you will make mistakes. Imagine you said, one person said 100 words, maybe he will make 10 mistakes. But another said 1,000 words or 1 million words, of course the chance of making more mistakes is bigger. So the quieter you are, the more silent you are, the safer it is. And do as Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud did. Look at what he did. He held his tongue. And after listening to all these hadiths, ibn Mas'ud, he held his tongue and was addressing it. قال خاطب لسانه يعني أمسك لسانه ثم قال يا لسان قل خيرا تغنم واسكت عن شرا تسلم من قبل أن تندم إني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أكثر خطايا ابن آدم من لسانه. So Ibn Mas'ud, he knows the consequence of the tongue. So he held his tongue once and addressed it. Then he said, doesn't mean يعني he was holding his tongue the whole time. يعني he is talking to himself and addressing his tongue. He said, O tongue, say what is good, it will be better for you. You will be rewarded for it. And stay away from what is harm, stay away from the bad, it will be better for you before the regret comes. Before you regret. Because, he said, I heard the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, most of the sins of the son of Adam are from their tongues. This is the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. Most of the sins of the people are committed due to the misuse of the tongue. فإياك أخي المسلم والاستهزاء بأخيك المسلم بكلام تجده سهلا على لسانك يكون سببا في عذابك في يوم القيامة. وإياك والغيبة والنميمة والبهتان والعياذ بالله تعالى فيكون سبب عذابك في قبرك. وإياك أن ترمي مسلما أو مسلمة بالزنا فتهلك في الآخرة. فالعاقل من عقل لسانه ووزن قوله قبل أن ينطق. فقد قال الله تعالى إذ يتلقى المتلقيان عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت عنه تحيد. ونفخ في الصور ذلك يوم الوعيد. وجاءت كل نفس معها سائق وشهيد. لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين وعلى إخوانه النبيين والمرسلين. ورضي الله عن أمهات المؤمنين وآل البيت الطاهرين وعن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الأئمة المهتدين أبي حنيفة ومالك والشافعي وأحمد وعن الأولياء والصالحين. أما بعد عباد الله فإني أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله العلي العظيم فاتقوه. I urge you dear brothers to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to obey him and to avoid the misuse of your tongue and to use it in dhikr and salat ala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ عَظِيمٍ أَمَرَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالسَّلَامِ عَلَى نَبِيِّهِ الْكَرِيمِ فَقَالَ وَهُوَ أَصْدَقُ الْقَائِلِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. يقول الله تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. اللهم إنا دعوناك فاستجب لنا دعاءنا فاغفر اللهم لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. واحفظ ألسنتنا يا رب العالمين، اللهم احفظ ألسنتنا مما يدخل النار، وألهمنا أن نستعمل ألسنتنا وسائر جوارحنا فيما يرضيك ربنا، فإن المعصوم من عصمته، والموفق من وفقته، والمخذول من أشقيته. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار. اللهم اغفر لنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقم الصلاة.